Double Tap.
This week on Double Tap, playing Pokemon Go.
My own prediction was that it would come out and nobody would like it. Blown up way beyond it, what anyone would have ever expected.
Pokemon take access to your phone camera, and so you can look through your camera and they superimpose the Pokemon onto the real world. Listen, I gotta catch them all.
Hello, I'm Alice Taplin. Welcome to Double Tap. This week, we give you the lowdown on getting into Pokemon Go. If any commentator claims they predicted its huge rise to popularity, no, they are lying. No one saw it coming. Sure, the first ever augmented reality game with one of the most popular 90s brands, with hindsight, sounds pretty massive. But it's caught us all by surprise. So, is it going to be the next Snapchat, or will the hype fade? In today's show, we go out and play the game ahead of the European release, look at the storm it's caused across the globe as users bypass regions to get it anyway, and yes, we even go into the morals of playing the game at funerals. First things first, after signing up, I went out with comedian Bisha K. Ali so she could teach me how to be the very best like no one ever was. And we went to a bustling South London park to catch them all.
Squirtle, Squirtle, Squirtle. Professor!
Die!
Die, Lillian!
Gotcha!
Pokemon Go, to simplify it and make it boring, it's an app where you collect stuff based on geolocation. And you can level them up, and they're monsters, and they're adorable.
So, describe to us what you're doing.
I've just seen a Zubat, and I'm going to catch it with my Pokeball before it flies away. You're just going to kind of flick it.
So is there a way to flick it?
Well done, very nice. A clitoris joke. We're on it today. He might escape with a very upsetting, intense moment. No, I got him. Stupid bastards. Right. Here. And he can only carry a set number of Pokeballs. Yesterday I ran out of Pokeballs and I freaked out. I was like, where are my balls gone?
That would be a scary moment.
Just wake up without... This is what happened to me. Yesterday I woke up and I had no balls. And the day before I had so many. My Hypno, who've come out of the battle, currently has 1 out of 72 of his HP. He's going to die and it will be very sad. So what I will do is go to my items, give him a little potion. Spray him. Here's my love juice for the Hypno. And it works. Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a lot of elements that are going into it.
Oh, yeah. But don't worry. I haven't played Pokemon since I was 8. And I'm totally in. And it's been 5 days. So I believe in you. We can get you up to... We can make you a semi-Pokemaster.
I'm hoping so. I want to be the very best. Like no one ever was.
I want to be the very best. Like no one ever was.
I turned off AR because it kills your battery. This is like the ultimate battery suck.
Just explain for those people who might not know what that is, what that means.
So AR is augmented reality, and it uses your camera. So Pokemon take access to your phone camera, and so you can look through your camera, and they superimpose the Pokemon onto the real world, which is part of what makes it so fun. That's right. Listen, I gotta catch them all.
Okay, awful cringe Pokemon jokes aside, let's get into a little bit of the gameplay. Bisha walked me through catching Pokemon, lures, leveling up, and the all-important battling as we explored the park.
I don't know how long we're going to be here, but I bought a lure so I could show you how it works. And that, for half an hour, it attracts loads of Pokemon to it, but not just for you, for other people. So other people can come down and benefit from the lure that you put up. So let's put this up here. So putting up the module.
Okay.
Tap.
Drowsy.
A drowsy has appeared. Oh, curveball, bitch.
Drowsy.
So you get a certain amount of Stardust every time you catch a Pokemon.
Okay.
You get a certain amount of candies. And each candy like is specific to the Pokemon, right? But the drowsy candy will also power up the Hypno, which is its evolution. And I need 50 drowsy candies to evolve him into a Hypno. And you can transfer him to the professor, which I'm not going to do. Basically, I need to catch all of his friends and lookalikes, sell him for candies, and then make my main one super powerful and strong. It's a very sick trafficking game. I'm sorry, but I love it.
Squirtle, Squirtle, Squirtle.
It's Squirtle!
So one element of Pokemon is catching the Pokemon. But obviously in the card game and in the anime and everything, they also battle the Pokemon. So is that also part of Pokemon Go?
Yes, so you can level up, and when you get to about level 5, you can join one of three teams. There's Team Mystic. You should all join it because we're the best. And there's, I think, Team Valor and Team something else, but I stopped caring about them a long time ago when I joined Mystic, and their names aren't important to me, just their ultimate demise. And there are gyms all around the planet that you can assign your characters to if it's already being held by your team. And you can go and practice by fighting the Pokemon that are just hanging out there, if they're your own team, or you can have fights, battles against other team gyms and bring their self-esteem down by making them lose a lot, and that's how they lose the gym. They just lose self-love until they're like, I give up on this gym.
That's depressing.
Yeah, and then you can swoop in and be like, here's the empty husk of your spirit and take over for your team.
So we've arrived at the battle arena.
Yes. This is the gym, taken over by Team Blue, Team Mystic. Currently, there are three Pokemon in this gym. There's a little punch button. I'm going to train some of my sweet, sweet Pokemon. Yes, Hypno. Let's do it. So that's my Hypno has appeared. And I'm battling Summoner's Jay's Pidgeotto. What's up, Summoner's Jay? I hope you listen to this podcast. I'm going to kill your stupid Pidgeotto. There's like a circle, and your character stays on the perimeter of the circle, and in the middle is the defending character. You tap on it to throw your evil moves, and you swipe left and right to dodge. So you're swiping so that you're sliding left and right along the circle edge to dodge their attacks.
So basically that's kind of almost like one of the bits that's most like the other Pokemon games, the actual battling.
I think so, but also not in the sense that this is less fun. So they are going to change it, and they're going to make the battles less... just a bit crap. You know, it's just a bit budget. Like, you've done such a good job making everything really nice, but the battle system is boring and lame.
So really, the fun is in the catching of the Pokemon rather than in the battling of the Pokemon.
At this point, in my opinion, yes. It's more about catching them and finding them, going on adventures, putting up the lures, going like finding the Pokestops, exploring the city. But I think if they sort it out, it could be a huge part of the game. But at the moment, no, I don't think that the battling is... For me, it's not the point. I'm not like, oh, I can't wait to get into battle today. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to find a Pikachu or an Eevee today. That's what my attraction to it is.
Pikachu!
It's actually a game that's getting people out of the house.
This is the first time I've left my house at this time of the day in a long time, because I work from home, so I could technically just be under my duvet all day. And when I say technically, I mean that's exactly what I do. But instead, I'm in a park with the sun on my face, planning to walk around for at least 5 kilometres so I can hatch an egg.
Okay. Explain.
My body produces eggs that hatch when I walk 5 kilometres. What's to explain? I thought I was very clear. So, you can get items, including eggs, at Pokestops. Now, Pokestops are kind of waypoints around the city or around wherever you are. I think it's really good the way they've done Pokestops because... For example, last Friday I was in kind of Bethnal Green to film a thing, and there's a studio down an alleyway by like a timber yard. I would never go down this alleyway because I'm a rational human being, unless I was filming the thing. But when I went down there, I realized there was a Pokestop there of like a vintage car mural that's been there since, I don't know, some long time ago. So in some ways, it also gets you out the house, and it gets you to see things around your own city and home that you may not have already seen before. So some of the items you can pick up at these Pokestops include eggs, and they're these eggs that you have to incubate. And to incubate the egg, you put it in the incubator, but then you have to have this app on and be walking around. So there's the 2 kilometer egg, there's 5 kilometer eggs, which I'm on now, and there's 10 kilometer eggs. And the trick is very clever, because I've tried, because I have a car and I hate my feet. Can't like just drive from town to town and incubate your eggs.
It seems to be revealing a lot of scandal.
Listen, I'm not saying that, I don't have any lizard Illuminati theories, but as I was driving home last night, we drove past MI5 building, you know, by Vauxhall. And someone from within the building had put on a Pokemon, like a lure on one of the Pokestops, which was inside the MI5 building. And I was like, this is ridiculous. It's midnight. There's a Pokemon stop that's been loaded up. You have to be within a vicinity of the stop. So you couldn't, like, I couldn't do one across the lake from over here, right? It has to be within my radius, which is, like, walking. So I'm just saying, someone at MI5, our tax money, is going to some punk putting up Pokemon lures and just attracting Pokemon to himself at the office instead of saving the world and taking down Russia, so...
There was a guy who apparently was catching a Pokemon while his wife was giving birth.
I enjoyed that a lot. I'm with that guy. And I feel like...
I mean, it's a long process.
It takes ages. It can take 2 days. Maybe she was catching Pokemon, but that wasn't controversial, you know? She's... Who cares what the woman's doing? She's just having a baby. What if she's catching Pokemon?
It might have kept her busy.
She was incubating eggs.
I hope Bisha gave you a feel for the multidimensional elements of Pokemon Go there. Before we burst the fun hype bubble with data, privacy, and moral concerns of the game, producer Jamie Wareham has a special Pokemon Go themed news with even more bizarre controversies that the AR game has caused since its launch.
Pokemon Go has already been banned in several public places, including Holocaust museums and police stations, as public spaces grapple to respond with the new AR game that has seen us asking that moral question: should I be capturing a Pokemon right now, including from on top of dead bodies at open casket funerals? And of course, there's stories of where hunts are leading some people. One story emerged from Wyoming in America, where a 19-year-old girl's hunt for a water Pokemon led them to finding a dead body. The location-sharing element has also got users into trouble, like the New York user who was caught cheating on his girlfriend after making the mistake of playing the game at his ex's house. I hope he didn't use his licky tongue. The huge popularity of the game has even seen the Associated Press issue style and grammar notes to their journalists about how to write about the game, including advice on Pokestops, laws, and the accent on the E, which controversially they've said has to go. Oh, and that enjoyable ad-free experience you've had if you've been playing it so far, well, that's about to go. Not with the introduction of tacky banner ads, though. Instead, retailers and restaurants are going to be becoming sponsored Pokemon Go locations. Away from Pokemon in the esports, William Leffenhelte's Visa saga has taken another turn. Team Solomid announced that the Smash Melee player is not going to be able to attend EVO 2016 as planned because he is still waiting on approval for his visa from the US. And Valve, who owns Steam, have issued takedown notices to CSGO gambling sites. They've clarified they have nothing to do with. In a statement, they explained what the game trading feature they brought to the platform was for, and that they'd be asking the sites to cease their operations with their API.
Okay, so it's happened. I'm addicted to Pokemon Go. Gah! Thanks, Bisha. So, as I'm now way too busy trying to evolve my Charmander into a Charmeleon, with all the knowledge of the controversies, Jamie went out to meet Daily Mirror Games and Communities journalist Ryan Brown to dig even further. Outside their offices at Canary Wharf, the financial heart of the country, they chatted about the data ramifications and if this is just the first of many AR games that are going to take the world by storm and consume even bankers' lunch breaks.
My own prediction was that it would come out and nobody would like it. But yeah, I mean, it's just blown up way beyond what anyone would have ever expected. Gotta catch them all. So what people was concerned about is on iOS, when you try to log in through your Google account to register for the app, it would ask to access all your data or access all data or something along those lines. The problem there is that was more an issue with Google's wording than Pokemon Go itself. all access on Android doesn't mean it can see all your Gmail and emails and calendars and all of that stuff. What it actually meant is it will be able to see your email address, just the address, your name, and obviously your geolocation. If it needed to access emails, it would request that separately. Pretty much a non-issue, to be honest.
Totally. And then Ninotech, they put out a new statement, didn't they, pretty recently, saying, chill out, everyone, it's okay.
Chill out, everyone. Yeah, pretty much along those lines, yeah.
When any new app comes out, there is always this hype about what it can do and the fun you can have with it. But really behind it, there's this massive data machine. And is that what Pokemon Go is too?
That's definitely what Pokemon Go is. I mean, it pretty much drives its success. I mean, the reason it's popular is obviously Pokemon is a big brand, but for most people, it's this brand new idea. It's recognized characters. It's got this sort of sociality to it and this virality to it where you just see all these posts everywhere on social media. And that's definitely what's attracting people to it.
Totally. And we're in the heart of Canary Wharf.
We are.
Tell us all about, you was mentioning before we chatted on the air, mm-hmm. all the laws that are around, even in Canary Wharf, with all the business types that you'd expect here.
Yes. So in the game, you drop laws and it will attract Pokemon towards them. It's from what I've heard, it seems like in the rest of the country, they're quite rare. But here in Canary Wharf, they are not rare. They are everywhere. It isn't rare at all. There's loads of Pokestops, loads of laws, and you'll come outside and you'll just see bankers everywhere on their phones sitting playing Pokemon, which is very strange for someone that grew up with Pokemon to just see it be this normal and this mainstream.
I think it's bizarre, the idea that bankers are playing Pokemon Go. Do you think it's going to really catch on? Is it going to stay this, like, huge forever?
No. Mainstream mobile gamers tend to find a cool app and disappear pretty quickly, especially with this sort of niche, sort of gimmicky sort of thing. So I think a lot of the mainstream appeal will die off in a few weeks, probably. Maybe some of that will be able to come back when events and trading happens, but I think for the most part, long-term wise, we're looking at a very dedicated community, which may still very well be large, but not like this.
So there was the news that it had more users in the US than Twitter did, for example. We don't think that's actually really a big claim.
It's certainly still interesting. It's certainly still revolutionary for an app to have that massive appeal. Even if it died tomorrow and everyone stopped playing it, we would still see the effects of this from years to come. I can guarantee you, like, right now, AR companies are going to be making, like, new AR games right now off the base of this.
Absolutely. So maybe not the next Snapchat, but something that has, like, sent us, like, into a bizarre moral conundrum as well with the kind of weird stories from coming through it. So I just wanted to go through some of them that really jumped out for me. Mm. There was the guy that cheated on his girlfriend and his girlfriend found out. Mm. There's the people playing them at funerals and at Auschwitz. What do these kind of stories kind of say about us as humans when we're playing this augmented reality game?
I think it's more of an issue with sort of the mobile market is kind of like this. The very addictive apps, I don't think that will last anyway. Like, these issues aren't going to last. And I think it says more about sort of the technology behind it as opposed to the specific app. It's not like a Pokemon issue or a Pokemon Go issue. It's just this is brand new technology for these people, for most people. We've had AR around for a while, but it hasn't released like this before. Yeah, so people are just getting obsessed with it, really, and haven't formed any etiquette around the app yet.
Which I think is funny, because I'd imagine that there'll be somewhere someone calling for Ninotech to kind of step up and put rules in place. But is it really just about humans working out their morals?
Yeah, I think, generally speaking, after a short while, assuming this does last, we will find an etiquette for it. It's just that it is brand new tech, and we really don't know how to deal with that.
And what do you think about the people that are setting themselves up as kind of professional Pokemon catchers, listing jobs on Craigslist?
Yeah, that's quite crazy. I don't think anyone expected that to happen. It just sort of shows the vast success of the app, even if it is short term. It's bigger than like Flappy Bird by like 3 times, so it's pretty crazy.
So we're not going to see you setting up a professional Pokemon Go game?
I might. I'll walk around for everyone, absolutely.
Amazing. And the other thing I just wanted to completely pin down, the AP official line on it is that we should drop the accent on the E for Pokemon. What's your feeling on that?
Never.
Stay true to the game.
Stay true. Keep the accent on the E. That's what Pokemon's always been about, that little accent. We need that.
Remember, you can still listen to Double Tap whilst playing Pokemon Go, so keep subscribed. But first, a big thank you to comedian Bisha K. Ali, who is launching a set of podcasts with Audioboom very soon, Watch This Space. And Ryan Brown from the Daily Mirror. Check out his podcast too, Toad on Games. See you next week.
Double Tap is an Audio Boom production, presented by Alice Taplin and produced by Jamie Wareham.
Tap, tap. Double tap.